everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. You know, the Lord our God is mighty to move him by his spirit. Now, we are people. We get tired. We get hungry. We get sleepy. We even get aggravated. But the Holy Spirit is always awake. He's always ready to help us. And he works with us. Now, the Lord is always moving by his Spirit, setting things up to prosper. People don't know what time it is judging by people. You can't judge what God is doing by what people are doing. Because people will do only so much, but the Holy Spirit is managing everything. He's using the strength and the power that people are giving him. Whoever's yielding to the Lord is being faithful. He's not wasting our efforts. He's not wasting our faith. He's not wasting our efforts. Anybody that will yield to him, he's not going to waste their efforts. Even if they backslid, he won't waste their efforts either. In full hopes that they'll repent and fall in love with God again and step back out of the world. See, the anointing, once God anoints us, we're anointed. So you can't go by how God used you and say, well, I'm right with God because he's using me. The Lord preached through a donkey once. And the donkey's not saved, that's an animal. God will use us and bless us if we yield to him. So whoever happens to yield to him, God will use him. And hopefully, and see, the Lord do it in hopes that people will come back when they stray. And get right when they know that they're wrong. And soften their hearts so that they can hear it, you know, be convicted by the Holy Spirit like they used to before they harden their hearts. But the Lord is always working. He's wasting nobody's efforts. So what the things that people do, even if they're not right with God, God can cause them to do something right so that they'll sow a better seed so they'll have more time to get right with him. Now, God thinks of everything. Men don't think of everything. But God does. And he's always awake, and he's always watching, and he's always helping us out. And he calls us to hear things. But see, the things that we receive we really don't receive much knowledge from the Lord unless we're asking, seeking, and knocking. So, when you set the rudder of your life, which is your tongue, to know God, you say, I love God. I love his ways. I love his wisdom. You're setting yourself up to receive his word when he speaks. And he needs to say things that we need in life. Sometimes we're set in our ways. We're set wrong. And so our future's not going to be like it could be because we set ourselves wrong. We're operating on what we think. And it's out of line with the knowledge of God in areas. I'm not talking about something specific. I'm just saying in general, that's what people do. And they act on it and they act on it and it does damage or it slows us down from growing like we could. But the knowledge of God always in real time help us increase. But we have to be receptive. Now, what's been happening for quite a while? The end is near. The Lord has to come back now. The days are very short. But the Lord has been working a long time ago. And people know in part. So that means the Lord is enhancing what people know where they yield to him. Only where they yield to him can he use them. And he'll give us a work that we qualify for. Now, I'm saying things that I've been learning from the Holy Spirit for years. Because when he speaks spirit to spirit, when he talks to us heart to heart, spirit to spirit, He can cause you to understand volumes of information with very few words. Now, God, I know the way I know the Lord is, I know him as someone who don't waste. Jesus fed 5,000 men and their families, children, their wives, all their everybody that pertained to them. It was 5,000 men, so that could have been up to 20-something thousand people in all. But they counted the men, and he fed them with a little boy's lunch. And he did it more than once. Now, after they got through feasting off that little boy's lunch that Jesus blessed and fed everybody, and they were full now. They took up 12 baskets of bread and fish that was left and didn't waste it. And they were able to eat that later. Now, if he took time to do that, he don't waste something even more precious, which is our faith. Our faithful words, our faithful deeds. Anybody that yields to the Holy Spirit, the Lord will in real time use them to do whatever it is they're capable of. And it's been working. And we bear fruit after our kind. Now, one church may do this right and not that right. Another church might do that right and not this right. You know, everybody has strong points and weak points. And the Holy Spirit will enhance what they have, give them a work, sanction them to do it, and they'll do it, and the next generation is strong. He's been doing that for quite some time. And I listen to the radio. I come on Saturday, and I listen to ministers. And nowadays, I'm hearing even Baptist preachers and Methodist preachers, they're saying things that you will only hear in Pentecostal churches and faith churches. Because people are growing. They're watching TBN. They're listening to the radio. And there's the Holy Spirit has been unifying his body, people that love him. And they're speaking faith more than they used to. Now, Pentecostal, most people stay in their circles and they don't know what's going on other places. And because they don't know what's going on in other places, they still think that the old way is still current. But times have changed. The logic of God is growing. The word of God has been preached more thoroughly. And the Holy Spirit's been working the whole while, especially among people that love him. Now, people who love cold religion and they buy into excuses and they preach excuses and compromise, they're in their circles doing that. But wherever they yield to the Lord, the Lord will use them to do what he can to help people to at least believe before it's too late. And I thank the Lord for his wisdom and his dedication to humanity, to his people. If he can't bless you fully, he'll bless you where he can. And that's what I'm trying to say. And the Lord doesn't waste people's efforts. So don't be so fast to think the worst of anyone. Because if the Lord can get a word to him, he's going to do it. He doesn't waste opportunity. He doesn't waste our love and our precious faith. Anybody, you know, the Lord can use people at strategic time to say the right thing, and it'll make all the difference in the world. One word of encouragement can go far. It can keep people from doing negative things. One act of kindness can make the difference in somebody coming back to the reality of God. The people you speak to, the way you treat people, can influence them right. And they can come back to fellowship. See, when the Lord comes, he's got to do things right. If a person's heart is falling away, they fell away in their heart, God can't take them to heaven. But if they're right with him, he can. If they believed on Jesus and they're not in strife with anybody and they have no unforgiveness in their heart, God can take them to heaven. If they're not practicing sin as a way of life, they can, he can take them back to heaven. He can take them with him. Now, whatever condition they're in when he comes, that's the condition they're in. And our God don't make mistakes. Some people drift in and out, in and out, in and out. But God don't make mistakes. It's time for us to receive his word. It's time for us to do his word. It's not about performance. It is about love. We at least got to have the love of God within us. And if that's in place, performance will take care of itself. If you have strong love, you have a strong life. But don't try to do the performance things without love, because 1 Corinthians 13 says it means nothing. It's like a tinkling cymbal that don't a cymbal out of tune. It's tinkling. It's not ringing. It's flat. You take the love out of worship, and you just got you got a song. You take the love out of a relationship, and you've got misery. You take the oil out of an engine, you've got junk. If a good engine can last 350,000 or even 500,000 miles if it's well maintained and people keep clean oil in it. Just keep clean oil in it and don't let it run hot. It will last. But drain the oil out. If you drive it up the street, you won't get back. You won't drive it very far before the whole thing is just junk. And the further you drive it without oil, the more damage it'll do, and you reduce the chances of it being repaired. The metal will gall and melt and get everywhere, and it won't be fixable. Or if it is fixable, it'll be very expensive. You drove 1.5 miles instead of 350,000 miles because it had no oil. So it is with men when they have no love. Without love, we come to nothing. Even if we do and say the right things, if there's no love, there's no life. And Jesus came that we may have life, and that more abundant. I'll put it this way. Jesus came that we might have love, and it will affect our life, and we will live more abundantly. Without love, nothing works. Everything must be love-based. Now, wherever we fail at in life, cold religion will gladly take advantage of it. Satan will start a doctrine off of a misunderstanding. If people don't, you know, never put the cart before the horse. Horses are designed to pull that cart. So are ox. They're designed to pull it, not push it. Keep the foundational things foundational. Whatever you believe in God for, take him at his word, is going to happen. You may not be able to measure the word big enough right now to get it done, but stick with it. Because if you're endeavoring to believe God and you're taking him at his word and you're growing, you're making progress, it will happen. Sometimes you have to learn some things in order to have the faith you're after. Or you have to receive God's word enough to drive the doubt out of your heart. You have faith. Sometimes you can have much faith. But because of the way you used to think and the suggestions of others and call religion, it can form a small amount of doubt in your heart and your faith won't work. But stay in faith anyway, because it's going to happen. Now, in the last broadcast, The Lord had me to mention that people will say, we don't know why God healed this one and didn't heal that one. Maybe in his infinite wisdom, he had a reason not to heal that person this time. Now, people say things like that because sometimes people, they're not, the way that they do things, they do it in a way that God can't bless. He's restricted if we doubt in our heart. Just like he is restricted if we don't believe from our heart. Now, sometimes it's possible to believe, to have the faith in your heart and still doubt in your heart. And a small amount of doubt will disable your faith until you drive that doubt out. Now, and doubt can form through, just like we just said, false opinions, the way we used to think, lack of experience. We never seen anybody get healed like this. It'll be amazing to us if somebody get off a deathbed and we're used to seeing people die. You can believe that Jesus did it, and you can believe God wants to do it. But your expectation is that they'll die. To the point you may even start crying. And then you got people saying, you know, saying, well, God might not heal. That doubt. If people say that, you know, but when Jesus was raising the girl from the dead, he traveled miles to get to a house. He had to put all the weeping women out the house, all the doubtful people, the doubtful mindsets out of the way. And then he raised her from the dead. He didn't do it within their presence. You have to drive the doubt out. But cold religion, the enemy will cause, it looks good. It looks right. They got to say something. So they say something stupid. That God might, you know, maybe he don't want to heal this time. I've heard good men of God say stuff like that. And everybody just fall into it. They fell into a trap. And for years, the devil's been getting away with too much. And good people have that should have been here finishing the work that God gave them have died and went on to heaven. Because people lacked experience. They lacked they allow forms of doubt in their hearts. And God was restricted and couldn't do a mighty work in their life. Even though God was standing right there desiring to do this, to bring them back. Or raise them from the dead. Or get them off that deathbed and back to health. But if you'll stick with your faith, you can learn these things. Even if you're failing now, continue to believe God anyway. Well, preacher, what if I die? What if you don't? What if you live? What if you figure it out? What if you get it right? God, you got to go back to the Word. If you believe and doubt not in your heart, you will have what you say. Now you're giving God something to work with. You said you believe in Him. Now He can be the blessing that He already. You can receive the blessing He already gave you. Jesus already supplied you. I don't like to hear about Christians dying in their prime and they're under 70 years old. And some of them, you know, they have strength. They're supposed to continue to. Billy Graham died in 99. Let's go on and make it to 100. Let's go on and make it to 99. 90. At least 90. You got a strong ministry going and you're going to leave. Finish your course. Now he did, Billy Graham finished his course. At least finish your course. And if you finish your course in your prime, well and good. And then now you can do the bonus. You can give God a bonus of time. You can continue to be a blessing beyond your course. And that's possible. But we don't let cold religion look good. Curse it. Let God be the truth and every man a liar. We're going to do this thing. It takes love. Stick with the foundation of love. And your performance will follow. Stick with the foundation of love. Love God's word. Love to receive God's word. Love to speak God's word. Love to be encouraged by God's word. Love to be empowered by God's word. Love the revelation of God's word. And you'll kill all the problems that Satan can throw at you. Stay in the love of God. Praise Him in spirit and in truth. And that kind of praise and worship comes from those who love God, because they believe God by faith. If you love man, you also love God. If you love God, you also love all men. And you're willing to forgive and forget the people that have offended you. But cold religion is trying to find another excuse to exist, because the enemy has used it to quell the church for too long, make us ineffective. When God, see, the enemy can see God standing right there with us. He's living in our heart. He's upon us by the Holy Spirit. And the enemy is afraid. So he tries to keep us in the dark so that we can't do God no good. Let Satan be a lie and God told the truth.